السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافية الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها، وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، صلى الله على النبي الأمي وآله صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. All praise be to Allah Almighty, and infinite salutations and blessings upon the most beautiful, the most fragrant, the most handsome, the best of all creation, the mercy towards the whole of mankind, the most beloved Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed family, his blessed parents, his blessed children, his blessed wives, and upon all of the blessed companions ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, yesterday we spoke about four things which we should do so that our du'as are accepted. Today, inshallah, we will speak about four things that we need to stay away from, things we should avoid, the things which act as a barrier for our du'as, and which cause our du'as to not be accepted. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the first thing and the most important thing is to completely avoid eating haram, drinking haram, and wearing haram. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِمَا أَمَرَ بِهِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ فَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الرُّسُلُ كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ وَعَمَلُوا صَالِحًا وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ الرَّجُلَ يُطِيلُ السَّفَرَ أشعث أغبرا يمد يديه إلى السماء يا ربي يا ربي ومطعمه حرام ومشربه حرام وملبسه حرام وغذي بالحرام فأنى يستجاب له. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Almighty is tayyib and accept only that which is tayyib. And verily, Allah Almighty has commanded the believers to do what He has commanded the messengers. Allah Almighty said, O messengers, eat from the tayyibat and perform righteous deeds. Allah Almighty also said, O you who believe, eat from the lawful things we have provided you. Then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned the case of a man who having journeyed far, is disheveled and dusty, and he spreads out his hands towards the sky saying, Ya Rab, O Rab, O Rab, whilst his food is haram, his drink is haram, his clothing is haram, and he has been nourished with haram. So how can his supplication be answered? How can his supplication be accepted? So we must make sure our clothing, our food, and our drink has been purchased by halal means, and that in itself they are halal. Secondly, something that becomes a barrier for our du'as is to give up on making dua. Never, ever, ever give up on making dua. Always keep making dua. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Almighty will answer each one of you as long as he is not impatient. Yani, he is not in a hurry. And says, I supplicated and I wasn't answered. And in another hadith sharif, the words, a person says, I supplicated and I was not answered. And then he gets frustrated and abandons making dua. Don't hurry. Be patient. Never give up on making dua. The third thing is to make sure you avoid sins. When we engage in sins, it prevents our du'as from being accepted. Do good deeds and stay away from sins. Keep making tawbah in the court of Allah Almighty. Keep repenting in His court, for Allah Almighty loves those who repent. A famous Arab poet has said, نَحْنُ نَدْعُ الْإِلَهَ فِي كُلِّ كَرْبٍ ثُمَّ نَنْسَاهُ عِنْدَ كَشْفِ الْكُرُوبِ كَيْفَ نَرْجُو إِجَابَةً لِدُعَاءٍ قَدْ سَدَدْنَا تَرِيقَهَا بِالذُّنُوبِ. He says, we call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever we are in difficulty. We call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every difficulty. But as soon as the difficulty passes, we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we expect our du'as to be accepted when we have blocked the pathway to acceptance with our very own sins? So we must make sure we stay away from sinful deeds and be swift in making tawbah upon committing a sin. And the fourth thing, we should make sure we should stay away from, in terms of having our du'as accepted, we should stay away from neglecting the things which Allah Almighty and His beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has commanded us to do. Meaning we must not neglect our fara'id. We must not neglect our wajibat. We must not neglect our sunan. Do what has been commanded by Allah Almighty and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you will find the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't ever give up. Keep going. Keep making dua. Do good deeds. Fulfill your obligations. Stay away from the prohibited acts. And then Allah Almighty will accept your dua. Allah Almighty, grant us the tawfiq to stay away from all that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has commanded us to stay away from. Allah Almighty, grant us the tawfiq to do everything the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has commanded us to do in the pristine sharia. Allah Almighty, accept all our du'as. Allah Almighty accepts all our fast, and Allah Almighty accept all our worship we have done in this blessed month of Ramadan Al-Kareem. Kyun raza, aaj gali suni hai, uth mere dhoom machane wale, wama alayna illa al-balagul mubeen.